81 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza. The time is 8:56 as we go talk to Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Well, good morning. Welcome to the opening market report. I know WASDE reports are coming out today. What are the markets looking like?
Well, we're up a little bit higher here this morning, Jim. We have corn up 2 3/4 at 429 and a quarter on the July. December's up 435 and 3/4, up 2 1/4. The July beans are up about 6 3/4, 1182 and 3/4, and November's up 4 1/4, 1157. Wheat's down 3, pretty much across the board this morning. For the week, we've seen corn up here about 10 cents at this point, soybeans up 49, and wheat's up about 9 cents for the week. So we've had a couple of weeks here. We had 45 cents higher last week and 49 cents higher this week on the beans. Quite a move higher here. We do have the trade this morning here, just kind of waiting, I think, for the 11 o'clock USDA report. That comes out 11 o'clock this morning here, and it's expected that we're going to see some drop in carryout. We're looking at corn ending stocks estimated to be off about 33 million bushels, down to 1.77 billion bushels of corn. Down 40 in the new crop to 2.1 billion. That's the average trade guesses. And we also got bean stocks estimated to be off about 14 million, down to 386 million carryout for this year and 7 million for next year. So, and that would put us down about just under 300 million for new crop carryout. So the trade's looking for some reductions. We're probably going to see that because we expect to see that the exports are going to increase and the crush is probably going to increase as well on the soybean side of things. We will have, I think once the report's out of the way, we will kind of look out here and see what the weather looks like. Right now there was a little bit more of a hint of rain in the forecast early this morning. We also had some new export sales reported this morning, about 263,000 tons of soybeans sold to unknown, which is probably China. So for the week, we've sold almost 200,000 metric tons of soybeans for the old crop and about 750,000 metric tons of beans for new crop here just this week. So it's expected USDA will raise their exports up here a little bit then lower the carryout. There will be no production report or change in production expected, except for the wheat. Of course, the wheat production will be updated. With that, Jim, that pretty much takes care of things here. And this is Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Bill Mayer is our guest every Friday on the opening market report here on WILL AM 580. Quick look at some numbers as they go through the board right now. July wheat at 506 3/4, down 3.5. September wheat 518, down 3.5. July corn at 429.5, up 3. September corn 433, up 2.5. July soybeans 1185.5, up 9 1/2.